And we have a special treat today. We've got some live music in the studio, always the favorite way to go. And in this case, it's a band called Beholder. And I've got Riley Gray, the pianist, here to talk about the concert that's coming up. Hi, Riley. Welcome.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks for coming up.
You bet. Great.
And this concert's going to be at the Bartlett, right? On the 18th, I think you said?
That is right. Sunday, the 18th. Mm-hmm. We'll be starting at 6 o'clock with the Imagine Collective opening for us. And our band Beholder will be playing at 7 o'clock until around 9:30. It's going to be a great show. We're playing a lot of really fantastic music.
All right. And the Bartlett's a great spot there. If people don't know, I think it's at 228 West Sprague.
Yeah, just downtown.
To, mm-hmm, right. Next to 9, I think.
That, yes, right. Next door, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. And you mentioned Imagine Collective, too. Those are friends of ours as well, right?
Yes, with Rachel Bay McMurphy and Brandon McMurphy and King Dawadawe.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what's the music you're playing?
We're playing a collective of some different modern jazz composers that are very pretty much some of my favorite stuff. Like we're doing some David Binney, we're doing some Aaron Parks. We're playing some.
Well, let's talk about those folks a little bit. Who's
sure.
David Binney?
David Binney is an alto player from New York. He writes a lot of really interesting music. You get some through-composed elements as well as some interesting improvisations and things like that. He always has really fantastic musicians with him.
By through-composed, you mean written from beginning to end instead of a chart with an A section and then a B section or whatever, but the whole thing is written from beginning to end, right?
Right, right. I mean, the pieces have those sort of elements, but there is room for improvisation as well. Mm-hmm. It's just the compositional fortitude of what he's doing is very interesting. A lot of interesting rhythms, interesting melodies, interesting harmonies. That's the sort of thing that I like to gravitate towards.
And there's some intricacy to it, as I can hear what y'all warming up. And was that one of David Benny's you were playing then?
We were doing some Aaron Parks.
Okay.
So
and talk about Aaron Parks too.
Sure. He's a pianist from Seattle, I believe, who's kind of one of those younger up and coming pianists. Played with a lot of great folks. He does a lot of writing of his own material. The tracks that we're playing is from the Invisible Cinema album, which came out within the last decade, I believe, so fairly recent. Just really beautiful music. You can kind of hear a little bit of a classical influence in Aaron Parks' writing. Sometimes I hear, you know, Shostakovich or Debussy or something in the aesthetics of what he writes. Mm-hmm. And it makes for a very fascinating combination of more complex music that is compelling and beautiful to listen to.
How about the tonalities? Are they similarly kind of modern or bitonal or multi-tonal?
Sure, sure. There's some very interesting harmonic things going on, especially in David Binney's music. You get a lot of harmonies that you don't typically see in what you might consider, you know, traditional jazz necessarily. But if you listen to how each harmony moves to the next, it really creates a beautiful flow.
Mm-hmm. Now, Imagine Collective also plays modern music and a lot of Rachel's compositions and other things. Is the whole night going to be pretty much new music?
I think that Rachel's music will be mostly new. She has a lot of really great compositions. She's a good mm-hmm. writer.
She is.
I enjoy her songwriting capabilities. They're fun uh-huh. to work on those sort of charts. And what we're doing with Beholder, at least for now, is mostly kind of a modern jazz cover band in a way, where we're playing a lot of other people's music. I think in the future I'll be writing some more once I get a good idea about the sound of what I'd like to create and bring to the table mm-hmm. With Beholder. I mean, the band was a project to kind of challenge each and every musician within that band to continue to grow as musicians and as, you know, listeners and appreciators of music to play music that challenged us. And we'd also like to challenge our listeners to join us with that. So,
excellent. Well, sure sounds sweet. Sounds like a lot of fun. So currently not compositions of yours, or will there be some of yours as well in this concert?
In the concert, we may have one or two, mm-hmm. but for now we're working on music that's already been written for the most part.
Right, and but not particularly jazz standards, American Songbook kind of thing. It's more
right.
more new yeah. stuff.
In fact, I don't think we have really any standards, but probably the closest thing would be Nosmo King. Uh-huh. It's a Wynton Marsalis tune. I think he won a Grammy for it. So, yeah, there's some really fun music in our set book. So,
well, great! I can't wait. Let's get started and do some playing.
Sure, we're gonna start with an Aaron Parks tune by the name of Riddle Me This, and then we're gonna go on to a piece by Ermeto Pascual, which I think we've actually played in studio a few months ago. But now we're upgraded to kind of a larger format.
Different instrument.
Different arrangement and whatnot. So I hope you enjoy.
I'm sure we will. Thanks, Riley. So we're just going to take a moment while the musicians head back to the studio and get arranged. But it's just a few feet away, so it will take almost no time at all. And we've gotten support from Idaho Public Television, presenting Red Green live at the Bing Crosby Theater on September 12th. Reception tickets and information are available at idahoptv.org. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're listening to the band The Beholder. And oh my, that was so much fun. God, you guys sound just great. We have Riley Gray now returning to the microphone. Pianist Riley Gray and the fellow that started talking with us about coming in and playing live and about this upcoming concert. That was fabulous, Riley. I got to say, when the door would occasionally open for this or that communication going through mostly business other than what's going on right now here and live. But when it did, I was shocked by the hugeness and liveness of the sound. And in a way, it was like too much. You know, it seems like those gymnasium sort of sounds. But with the close miking that we're doing, it just sounds really beautiful. It probably sounds almost confusing in that room, but on the radio, it sounds really, really good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's just a great. You know, we've been working on this music for quite a while now. Actually, I think we've been rehearsing most of the tunes for about 2 to 3. Maybe even 4 months now. Mm-hmm. Probably about one rehearsal, between 1 and 2 rehearsals a week with a few in between. Some of the Brazilian stuff that we've been doing, I've been working on that, especially with the saxophone player who's doubling on flute. Some of those tunes we've been working on for 6 months to a year, starting looking at that even in September of last year. And part of that, it comes from my fascination with Hermeto Pascoal, who I've talked about on the show a few times. He's a very eccentric, very creative Brazilian composer from the northern side of Brazil who does a lot of really fantastic writing and performing.
Well, it's completely exciting that you're selecting his music and spreading it around like this, but also the David Binney. And I can't wait to hear about Aaron Parks and all the other things you're bringing. But you're helping give excellent credence to the fact that jazz isn't a dead old thing. It's still alive. It's still happening. And there's still new music happening everywhere. And I'm proud of you for doing such a good job of presenting it. And it just sounds great. You guys each of you sound wonderful. And the music, the collective sounds really, really good. Why don't you talk a little bit about the individual players in the band?
Sure. I guess we'll start with the drums. Kenny Sager. He and I have been playing together for many years. We went to school together at Eastern.
That helps, huh?
Being in combos and jazz bands together. He's a great drummer. He plays in other bands like the Luke Jackson Band, and it's a kind of country style. So this group's a nice way for him to kind of change things up from a country groove to some pretty complex, difficult drum patterns, you know. I threw the book at him, and he, you know, goes home and sweats it out, try to work on some of these tunes, you know. But it's everyone in the band, we're all good friends with each other, and we all love the music and kind of are on the same page in terms of, you know, having this band as a platform to further our own musical abilities and also to help kind of give light to some music that, you know, you don't really see too often. You know, it's not, you know, the bestseller albums, you know, the platinum hits out there. You know, I think most listeners are familiar with Kind of Blue or, you know, some of those famous jazz albums. And, you know, beyond the scope of just jazz listeners, you know, not too many people listen to jazz in terms of the broad spectrum of things. But, you know, I think some of this music might be described as music for musicians, in which I don't necessarily disagree with that, but, you know, there's always something really interesting for everyone to kind of latch on to, you know, whether it's a interesting melody or the way, you know, just the groove. For example, that first piece that we play just got a nice, solid, you know, feel-good groove. So there's a lot of really interesting.
Well, in one way, I'm hard to ask about something like that because I am a musician and I love music. My whole life, my parents were musicians. I was raised in a musical family. Listened richly to quite a variety, although in my personal case, there's a lot of classical music involved in that. But my dad was also a jazz musician, so I'm in it to my eyebrows. So in a way, I'm a hard one to ask, accepting that as my role here at this station, I'm presenting jazz. And so I try to spread it around a little bit. I don't play just my taste. I try to have stuff that's old, stuff that's new, stuff that's exciting, stuff that's sometimes a little strange. I know some people may want to turn that radio off right away, but I try to listen in an exemplary way and try to present music in a way that won't shove too much strangeness down somebody's throat for too long. And but you still, if you don't expose, then it'll always be that allergic reaction. You've got to inoculate. You know, you got to put the sounds out there so they're not quite so shocking. But anyway, from my perspective of somebody who's really trying to put out music that people are going to enjoy, good examples of modern stuff so the folks can take it a little easier next time they hear it. From my perspective, the music you've played is mostly exciting and beautiful. So I think that'll come across to, to anyone.
Yeah, and you know, the one of the big reasons, at least personally, I don't know if I can speak for each member in the band, but I'm sure they would agree with me on this, that you know, part of the reason why I play music and why I perform and why I'm interested in music is because we live kind of in a broken world where there's a lot of hurt people, you know, and that sort of thing. And I feel like that music and the sensation and the experience of it is one of those things that can help help people process things, you know. And I feel like music is not something necessarily to be taken lightly in a way. Like it's serious and also not serious, but I find it very important to be always thinking about how I can listen better and find music that is more compelling and more inspiring for myself. And so I kind of have those expectations for myself. And then I feel like if I absorb those sort of things and listen to good music and practice and play well, that I can extend that sentiment to the listeners that choose to listen to what I do.
Yeah. Your music is so often relegated to background. In the case of something like a film score, it's not just a background. It's intended to really accompany what's going on in the action. And even if it disappears from your specific consciousness, it's always very, very effective when it's done right. But we still are surrounded quite often with background music, and it's a thing I hate. You know, it's I'm really allergic to that. I like only to be listening to music when I can listen to it and put on music that I'll care enough about that feels like it's worth the time of investing some thought and some listening. But that's an aside, really, nothing about your band. Now, you did mention the drummer, Kenny Sager, and you, in passing, also mentioned Chris.
Chris Shepherd. Mm-hmm. He's the saxophone player. He plays alto
flute today.
Sure. He plays alto saxophone on most of the tunes, and we have him on soprano saxophone for a couple of tunes. Very beautiful. Unfortunately, we won't be playing any of those tunes tonight today, but if you come on Sunday, on the 18th, of September at the Bartlett, that's at 6 o'clock with our band starting at 7. If you come check that out, you'll be able to hear him play some soprano and him more on flute. And part of this band was to challenge him and his doubles too. So he's had to really shed those.
Yeah, wasn't he playing bassoon, or was that another fellow?
Must have been another fellow.
Okay, all right, yeah. All right.
And of course, our bass player, Ash Madison, mm-hmm. who is a good friend of mine. I threw this music at him knowing that he's the kind of fellow that would just work his butt off trying to get these tunes down. And he's a very hardworking guy that will, if you give him a challenge, he'll step up to the plate as best as he can, you know. Even if he kind of falters early on, he's very persistent and very diligent about
it. Sounded really good. Yeah, he was working every bit of it out there very, very absolutely. Well. Yeah.
And our trumpet player, Brendan McMurphy, who isn't in studio today, unfortunately, I think he has work today, but he's been a real blast to have along with the band. And in fact, we were trying to put a set list together for what we would play today, and we had a hard time because, you know, we're missing our trumpet player. So it's a... You know, we try to play some tunes that might work without, but most of our tunes have real beautiful trumpet lines, and you know, the harmonies between Chris and Brendan are on some of those charts are very, very fun to listen to. So He and I have been playing together for about 6 years now, actually. We started playing together in around 2010, 2011. So we've been, most of these guys have been playing with for quite a while. Just this format, this group, this music is pretty recent within the last 4 months.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just so much fun to listen to. And I can tell that you personally interact very naturally with each other, too. And I know Brendan's that kind of a cat, too. All pretty easygoing, but still very, very focused on the music. And you're doing the music a grand service. So,
thank you. I really appreciate you having me here on the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a permanent invite, too. Anytime y'all want to come back, you're very, very welcome.
Oh, we'll have to take you up on that.
So, once again, that's the Sunday, the 18th, and the program starts at 6 o'clock with Imagine Collective, and then you folks, the Beholder, or is it Beholder?
Beholder.
Beholder, right. Let's get that right. Starting at 7, and that's the Bartlett, and that's roughly in between Washington and Division, even though it's not close to either one, but it's roughly equidistant from those two, and it's on Sprague, 228 West Sprague. It's right next to 9, if you know where that is.
Yeah. If it's all ages, I think there's a $5 cover, and if you're interested in listening to fresh music, music that you haven't heard before, you know, something exciting, bring some friends, come out. It'll be a lot of fun, and it'll be nice to stretch your ears a little bit and just check out good music and good musicians.
That's right. That's a guarantee. I know Imagine Collective very well, too, and I just think you're all on such an excellent track. It's hard to overstate. Don't run away from modern music here, folks. This is a great chance to drink it up and have a good time. Well, thank you, Riley, and thanks to all you folks that came in here and took some time off of a Friday afternoon. Can you do another one?
Yeah, we'll have one more for you. This is Travelers by Aaron Parks.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Thanks, Riley. Thank you. once again, Beholder, live in the studio down here at Spokane Public Radio's KPBX from our new fire station.